When it's time to scale your business, it's time for Shopify. Get everything you need to grow the way you want. Like, all the way. Stack more sales with the best converting checkout on the planet. Track your cha-chings from every channel, right in one spot. And turn real-time reporting into big-time opportunities. Take your business to a whole new level. Switch to Shopify. Start your free trial today.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Housing Minister James Brown will update Cabinet later today about the vacant above the shop grant, which would provide up to €140,000 to help people turn spaces above shops into homes. Claire McManus is the director of JFOC Architects, housing spokesperson for the Royal Institute of Architects. Claire, is this a good idea?
Good morning, Shane. This is a great idea. It's a really brilliant initiative because we know an awful lot of spaces above the shops have remained derelict. And the existing grant of 50,000 or 70,000 in the case of derelict properties hasn't been enough to release this type of much needed housing. And it really is perhaps the best form of housing that can be delivered because it's existing buildings, very low carbon footprint, walkable and really beneficial to everybody, whether you're living there or not, because it'll make, you know, a town or a village or a city much, much safer to have people living over the shops, more comfortable, more vibrant, all that good stuff, and no need for green fields to be developed into housing. So really brilliant initiative and delighted to see it and very much welcome this new grant.
OK, is 140 grand enough to put a dent in the cost of you know, doing up a place that, you know, it above the shop maybe hasn't been lived in for many years? Do you think 140 grand will put enough of a dent in the cost?
I think so, yes. I mean, it's over double the grant available prior to now. And I think as part of the grant, €5,000 is available for professional advice. And one of the reasons we're not seeing these properties being developed so far is they are a little bit more complex. Because if you think about it, there's a shop underneath or a medical practice or a hairdresser or whatever else. And you need to provide proper separation, particularly for fire. So if there's a fire.
Yeah, because that's what we often hear, Claire. We often hear the reason that fire regs are overly onerous, perhaps. And look, nobody wants to cut corners on fire regs. But that is seen as one of the issues that has stopped this happening.
Yeah, exactly. And look, it is very important. You could have a restaurant below, and if there's a fire, you need to make sure that the people living above have the full 60 minutes to be able to escape before the fire would pass from whatever the property below up to the home. You know, there might be someone asleep upstairs. So that's really, really important. But I do think that we could look at such properties and come up with alternative solutions to the current current fire regulations. That would be a whole other day's conversation, but it could involve, you know, better fully monitored fire alarms or other measures that might, you know, make that make, you know, good proper fire separation more possible in the case of, you know, for example, if you have a very lucrative business on the ground floor, you're not going to want to disrupt that to put in, you know, proper fire safety board, etc., underneath the ceiling. So there might be alternative ways where you can get a good, I suppose, safety process in place with reasonable fire separation and very good alarms. But that's a whole separate conversation.
Okay. Look, let's hope it happens, and let's hope it works. It's something we constantly reference here on the show. One very last question, as briefly as you can, Claire. One of the complaints about some of the other derelict vacant grants is that you have to pay up front and then claim it back. I presume this one won't be any different. I suppose hard to give an advance to people before they do the work, really, isn't it? I mean, there's all sorts of potential for fraud and so on, if that was the case.
I think the professional fees grant, paying that up front would be a very good idea because it would really let people know up front what's going to be involved and help them make that decision. There's a lot of discussion about whether the grant should be upfront. It would certainly make it more popular if it was upfront.
Right.
At the moment, it's afterwards. But I think it has been very popular. There's been, I think, 3,700 I saw on the government's website has been paid out to date, 11,000 grants approved. So it has been very, very successful. If you think about 3,700 vacant or derelict properties that are now back in use.
No, absolutely,
Claire. It's wonderful.
Absolutely. And let's hope this one is as successful and we see people back living over the shops. It would be a huge boon for our towns and our cities and even our villages. Claire McManus, Director of JFOC Architects, Housing Spokesperson for the Royal Institute of Architects. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.